The Whispering Gallery by Mark Sanderson. Read by Jonathan Keeble. Epigraph. Let us be grateful to the mirror for revealing to us our appearance only. Erewhon, Samuel Butler. Forward. It made no difference whether or not she opened her eyes. She was smothered in complete darkness. It was impossible to distinguish night from day. How long had she been here, and where was here? It had to be somewhere underground. Her voice box had cracked from screaming for the help that refused to come. She longed for the relief that unconsciousness lent her. The chain attached to the tight spiked collar round her neck, what had he called it? A throat catcher? Clanked as she tried once again to pull it off the bare brick wall. She was so thirsty she had resorted to licking the damp stone. The tip of her parched tongue was already torn. The collar prevented her getting any closer to the precious moisture. She had broken all her nails, her lovely long nails that she manicured daily, scratching in the search for a way out. Hunger gnawed her insides. She was empty now. The stench of her piss and shit filled her nostrils. She could not stop shivering. The only thing in her favour was that it was July. Had it been winter, she would have already frozen to death. She blushed at her nakedness and immediately reproached herself. What did it matter when she was about to die? And she had no doubt that she would soon be dead. He had told her as much on his last visit as he shortened the chain. Tears sprang to her eyes once more. She tried to catch them with her tongue.